I drink soda, I eat pizza, I hang out with chicks all day. These fighters still can't beat me.
Wow. Wow. What a tour. What an insane tour. Can you believe it? Tadej Pogacar is the 21-year-old Tour de France winner. We haven't had one of those since, was it Jan Ulrich? Maybe he was 23 or something like that. How can you win the Tour de France age 21, your first ever Tour de France, and you win on the last day? The first time you wear yellow jersey is riding into Paris as on a bike. You know, like, wow. This will be one of the best tours ever, hasn't it? It's a shame we didn't have Chris Froome. Shame we didn't have Geraint Thomas, Egan Bernal. Who else is missing? You know, if we could do some stem cell, get Lance back on the go. Like, imagine if we had all the hitters. And most importantly, imagine if we all had them on equal bikes. We had two speeds in the peloton. Clearly two speeds in the peloton. Rim brake, lightweight, and disc brake, rubbing, groaning. Did you hear the wheel, the rubbing rotors? On Hershey's bike, crashing because his rotor's locking up. Julian Alaphilippe, his whole quick release, through axle locked up. Like, couldn't even get the wheel off, had to do a bike. Like, that's not fair on the riders, you know? And I've gone on about it, and I'll continue to go on about it. The disc brake nonsense for World Tour. Disc brake for gravel. Disc brake for mountain bike. Disc brake for e-bikes. Lightweight rim brakes for the Tour de France, please. All right? Let's not disadvantage our riders. Richie Porte, third place. I won some money there, didn't I? I told you Richie Porte would have a good tour. I told you. Unfortunately, he didn't have the best tour because he's on a heavy bike. Those Amonda disc brake bikes, oof. I mean, they're great for riding around. You know, if you're a dentist, fantastic. Beautiful bike for a dentist. For an athlete like Richie Porte, poor choice. Well, like, can you imagine that, you know? We've got Richie Porte giving everything to win the Tour de France. Third position with a team not even, you know, who did their best job they could. You know, not trashing the riders or anything. I'm just saying that Richie Porte didn't have no Jumbo Visma. Tadej Pogačar didn't have no Jumbo Visma, all right? Primoz, his name has rim in the name. The jokes just keep rolling, you know. So you have these rim brake riders at two speeds. How can Richie Porte compete with that? How can he compete? He does a time trial, does really well, and then they do the bike swap. They give him a disc brake bike. Hey, Richie Porte, you're going uphill now for 15 to 16 minutes? You're probably going to need disc brakes to go uphill. Like, if you think pro cycling's organized at the level it should be, you're wrong. And you don't have to agree with it, but you're wrong. Giving someone a disc brake bike in a time trial, when we know discs are slower in aero gains, 10 to 15 watts depends on the speed and your angle of wind. Disc brakes in a time trial and then up a hill? Oh, man. I'm just like, it must suck to be Richie Porte and also be awesome to be Richie Porte right now because he's had a fantastic result. Third place, second Australian ever to be on the podium in the Tour de France at the end. Fantastic effort. But there's that scratching feeling like, oh, imagine if I was on the rim brake Amonda, which is one heck of a bike. You know, imagine that. Not having all that, have 3 weeks. 3 weeks Richie Porte had wheel change anxiety, had to have Kenny Ellisond in his pocket as a shadow. Kenny, if I get a flat, bike change. And Kenny has 3 weeks of wheel change anxiety. Any moment, I'm going to have to give up my bike and stand on the side of the road and then chase a peloton. Kenny Ellisond, what's he weigh, 47 kilos? Imagine being 47 kilos having to chase the Tour de France on a rolling stage. Like, just because Trek want to sell some mammal bikes, like, Trek, you already became billion-dollar company from Lance Armstrong. Why are you going to sacrifice Richie Porte or Nibali's chances at wins or whatever by selling dentist mammal? And I get it. Everyone else is doing it. I get it. That's just me telling you. You're not going to hear this from the other channels. Or, yeah, and I get it. They're media-sponsored. They've got to pull the line. I don't. Here, we're independent. There are three thinking over here. We've got Liberty. Rim brake Liberty. Rim brake choices. Well, the look on Wout Van Aert's face and Tom D, Tom Dumoulin. He almost looks like Tommy Danielson, doesn't he? Similar face, similar writing style. You know, that look on the face. You know, they stand there like when Pogacar is coming along for the TT win. They're just like, it's like a scene out of Mean Girls. Just like, what? Who is this rookie? Who is this rookie? Second in the Vuelta last year behind Primoz. Like, I can't believe Primoz has the word rim in his name. Rim. Primoz. Rim. P-R-I-M-O-Z. All right, man. This just baffles me. What a tour. Fantastic tour. Proof, though. High cadence. Carbohydrate. For the win, obviously, all the riders are carbon up. You see Pinot slurping down two gels before his TT start. I hope, though, that the issue here is Primoz Roglic with that laser TT helmet. What's going on there? He's got a laser helmet on. It looks like he's going for his first night at Uber Eats. You know, he's in London on Uber Eats. And his helmet's like up here in his forehead, and it's like strangling. His face looked very, very pale. For me, that means he was low blood pressure. For me, that means maybe he was starting to run out of glycogen. Maybe he didn't eat enough. And it's very, very hard to eat enough carbohydrate in Tour de France. You're burning through so much glycogen. So for me, Primoz looked a little bit low blood pressure. His cadence was perfect. Perfect cadence. Chris Froome cadence. You know, perfect. Just getting it done. But the power, the torque seemed a bit less. Torque plus cadence equals power. We had it with Tadej. He had the torque and he had the cadence and he had the power. But Primo had that really good cadence, but his torque seemed a little bit, it's a couple, 1% off, 2% off. And that's enough to lose the Tour de France. 1 or 2%, you lose that. His systolic and diastolic blood pressure, in my opinion, was a borderline too low. And I think he was struggling to get that, you know, maybe he did too much water, or maybe he didn't have enough carbohydrate. Like, there's a few things. I mean, it would have been great to see his blood values to see what was going on there, his blood pressure, because for me, it looked like he had low blood pressure. Even his reaction afterwards, he was just like, just, you know, gassed. He had the drive, but it didn't feel like he had the energy. Like, he's, you know, he knew what he had to do. He wanted to do it. He had the drive, but it felt like the blood pressure wasn't allowing the energy to really transfer through muscle glycogen, etc. Whereas Tadej, he had the drive, nothing to lose, all or nothing, and he had the energy. Yeah, he was like, he's riding like a virgin, you know? He's riding like a, I bet he's a virgin. There's nothing wrong with that. But he's riding like a virgin, just total, just going for it. Just that frustration just coming out and just not caring how he looks in the face, no reservations, just fully going for it. Just virginal. Man, some of the fastest rides you ever see are done by virgins. There's something in them, you know? There's something in them that's just like, stay virginal, you know? It's raw riding for sure. So there's an element there. Riding like a virgin, you know, riding like a virgin. It's a Madonna song, just like a virgin. For the very first time, winning the Tour de France. We're drinking Fanta here, orange drink. Full sugar here. The bikes of the Tour de France, fastest bikes were the Bianchi's rim brakes. The fastest overall bike was the VR3, was it? VR3C from China, made in Xiaomen, China there. Kongnago, made in China. And fantastic bikes, you know. Rim brake. Were they direct mount brakes in the Colnago? Was it direct mount brake? I'm not sure. I think the Bianchi was direct mount brakes, you know. Why are we going to direct mount brakes? I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. Specialized bringing out a new bike. We'll do another video about that. That's called the Ethos or Athos. The new Barista bike from Specialized. Super, super light. So light that if your cat jumps in the seat and knocks your bike over, it might crack it. Who knows? Just saying. So that's coming out in a couple of days there. We'll have to review. Looks good though. 27.2 seat post, BSA bottom bracket, standard fork. It looks pretty good. Almost looks like a Pragma glycogen. Especially I've been paying attention. But yeah, only disc brakes, I think, which is like, oh man. Oh man. Oh man. The lightweight stuff's already coming, isn't it? People are buying disc brakes. They buy Avenge disc. Now, wow, this is really heavy. It sort of looks cool, but man, it rides like it sucks to ride. It's like heavy, sluggish. And then they bring out the SL7. We've cut the weight. No more heavy bikes for our World Tour riders. It's still too heavy and sluggish. And now they're bringing out this, just a few weeks later, this Athos, which looks to be 5.8 kilos, as someone said. I doubt that. How can you make a disc bike 5.8 kilos with stock parts, with Dura-Ace, like, yeah. And even then, if the frame's under 600 grams, do you know how durable that's not going to be? You know, like, put the 200 grams in the frame and take the 400 or 600 grams off the brakes, you know? Get your Shimano, your SRAM Red Calipers, or your EEs. You know, like, the best bike Specialized ever made, in my opinion, was probably, you know, the SL1. Standard fork, easy to replace. BB is BSA, 27.2 post. You know what I mean? Like, the SL3 is great. SL4 is pretty good as well, except for the fork recoil. Anyway, we're digressing. That's another video. That's the rim brake Tour de France. I said it was going to be one of rim brakes. You know, I said it was going to be Tadej, Primo, or Egan. In the end, I changed it to Tadej. I said Richie Porte was going to be a factor. I was right there. You just look on the face. Richie Porte looks suntan. Looks like he's from the Gold Coast, you know, just like on school this week, you know, or maybe tool this week. He just looked really fresh and vital. And, you know, when he got his flat tire and a slow wheel change there, that was just hilarious. And even when they're pushing Richie Porte in the back, but the Trek mechanic, obviously probably new to the job, fair enough. New, you know, you got a new mechanic. I'd say bring experienced staff to Tour de France, you know, if you can't, which can be hard to find experienced staff, I get it. But especially with the lockdowns and all that nonsense. But anyway, so Richie Porte's getting a push and the guy's holding the bike in one hand as well. It's like, put down the mammal, put down the dentist bike, put on the side, derailleur side up, and give Richie Porte two hands in his rump. Make sure he's straight, and then give him that good push. Now push him off the gravel, off his bike on the gravel, make sure he's centered, and then give him the put. Like, put down the, you know, two hands when you're going to push someone. One-handed push, like, so dangerous. So dangerous and ineffective, right? It's efficient, you give them a push, but it's ineffective, they don't get the right push. So there's little marginal gain things. Like, the Richie Porte's riding there with a flat tire, almost crashes. Thank God he's got good bike skills. And then you got the Mavic service next to him with all these expensive carbon wheels. And Richie's like, nah, no thanks. That's going to take a long time. So Richie's smart. He's an experienced rider. And then so he's just cruising along waiting for the bike swap. You know what I mean? Like, and then there's a mechanic up the road with a spare wheel, but that was the end of the gravel section, which sort of makes sense because if you're going to get a flat, it's going to be on the gravel at some point. So if you're at the end of the gravel section, then it sort of makes sense there. That's the recap Tour de France. We'll talk more about it. Tadej for the win. Spinning high cadence. Here we go. It's probably what you've been waiting for the whole video, isn't it? Deviates. Deviates. You know, Tadej is the same age as Natasha. Like, do you know how young that is? Young and tender and virginal to win the Tour de France. At 20, he's 21, 22, and a couple of, that's insane. That's very special. And he's not even lean. I mean, he's lean, but he's not like, you know, he's got no striations in his face, he's got no striations in his leg, there's no veins in his arms. So all those people out there starving yourself to be super skinny, I mean, it's important to be slim, but don't develop an eating disorder over it, right? Like, Tadej is slim, but he doesn't look Anna, does he? You know, he just looks slim. So these people out there starve themselves to like get the extra gram. It's like, man, save weight off your bike and focus on putting out power. You know, right? Light bike, power. That's what you want to be doing. And then your body weight will take care of itself. When you try to manipulate your body weight, your cortisol, your aldosterone, your testosterone, your all these things, your adrenals, they will get like bad gear change. Just crunch. You're bending your hanger. You're bending your metabolic hanger. Your rear derailleur hanger, you're bending that. When you starve yourself or restrict your carbs, you're bending your hanger, running on caffeine, sleeping pills, you're bending your hanger, eventually it's going to go in your spokes and then it's going to crunch everything up, you're going to have to time off. Your best situation is light bike, smart training, you know, high carb, low fat, every single day, and then your body will take care of itself. Some people are a little bit more skinny than others, some people a little bit more heavy than others, that's fine, all right? Let your body take care of itself. When you try and manipulate it like your bike, manipulate your bike, not your body, in terms of weight. Otherwise, you do that, aldosterone, all your hormones are going to, and then you start taking hormones, and that, then it's just a whole cascade of shit. All right? You want to stay natty as possible, unless your goal is certain watts. But even then, okay, even then, why would you restrict your carbs and then gain all these extra kilos later on? And they have to do a yo-yo diet. And then it's like back and forth. And then in the meantime, you're not even enjoying life. And if you're winning races, you're not enjoying life. Look at those people out there who make a lot of money who are suicidally depressed, all right? Never, ever cut your carbs. Or you you're like, cut your fat. Cut your dietary fat. That makes sense. We don't need much fat. We need a lot of carbohydrates for the brain, right? Your organs, your legs, your dong, everything. When your carbs are strong, so is your dong. Never cut your carbs. That's dumb. It's like to let air out of your tires. All right? We want 120 in the Conti tubulars, mate. Pinging. All right? We want pinging, mate. What's this? Firm as my butt cheeks. Anyway, that's the deal. That's the deal, man. Straight up. Tour de France. I love the Tour de France. As arrogant as it sounds, it proves me right every year. What I've been saying. Power meters, pacing, carbs, cadence, blood pressure, early nights, good blood volume, lean, but not too lean. You know, who's the leanest rider this year in the Tour de France? Who's the leanest rider? Kenny Ellison? Probably that Zacharin guy. Where's Zacharin today? You know, like, you want to be slim, but not too slim, okay? Functionally slim, not, you know, fall over and break your pelvis slim, okay? So there's a fine line, all right? Fine line, gang, all right? Fine line. Be smart. Carb up every day.
Across the line, UAE Team Emirates had high hopes of winning their home race with this man, but that's going to be a very tall order now.